This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers had 18 players on their injury report on Wednesday as they get ready for Saturday night's matchup against the Bears. That number will drop by one after the Packers officially put Micah Parsons on season-ending IR. One player that did return to practice, albeit on a limited basis, Christian Watson.
He's fighting to play for sure, but ultimately it's just going through the process and kind of seeing where he's at, and then he's got to prove it.
Coach Matt LaFleur hoping Watson can get back because he means a lot to the offense.
Not stating anything that anybody hasn't seen. I mean, he's a very impactful player in terms of what he does, and I've talked about it many times now, just what he brings from a versatility standpoint. You can line him inside, you can line him outside. He's obviously a force in the pass game, but also in the run game.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers were hit for 10 penalties last week in their loss to Denver, including a handful of unsportsmanlike penalties. Matt LaFleur spending some time on Wednesday discussing that issue and said his guys need to keep their poise.
That's a pretty consistent message, I would say, every game, but you're talking about a rivalry game. I mean, it was chippy last time we played, so that's a pretty good indicator of how it's going to be, and we just got to make sure we maintain our poise.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.